As I told you, we're in the middle of a tech retreat. We still have another 6 hours. But as we sit there, and I do a heck of a lot of talking on tech retreats, when we got them, we got a lot of kids from one parish who are coming because of a confirmation retreat. And when they came in, they were not happy people. They came in arms like this, looking at me like drop dead father. The first couple talks, they just sat there and they were telling people at their table, we don't want to be here, can we go home? You know, and all this kind of fun stuff. And those are the ones I love the most, of course, because, you know, everybody just sits there and agrees with me. It kind of gets kind of boring after a while. But I want someone to sit there and say, this is garbage. Good, you're going to fall hard. So what we do, though, is we speak the truth. And as yesterday, last night, this morning, these people came to massive conversion. I mean, I can't even tell you how the change has come. When everybody had made it, 42 people, and all 42 of them have come to a massive conversion. And you see their faces now, and you see their faces yesterday. And as I was telling them last night, late last night, before we went to bed, we were talking about the reality that this is reality. Most people walk around in a fog, in a daze. Look at the people you go to school with. Look at the people you go to work with. Most people haven't a clue. They buy things to make themselves happy and they're not happy. They try to do different adventures to get happy, but they're not happy. They try all these things, but they walk in this fog thinking, well, there's a silent desperation inside, this silent uneasiness, this thing about there's no peace. And so always I say, when you get in contact with God, you get in contact with real reality, the ultimate reality that makes everything else taste bland. And this is what Jesus is trying to remind us of, that what is real is when we're going to be with him forever. And when we're in his will, we're doing what he wants, then we're in contact with the ultimate reality. But when we do that, people, as you'll read in my bulletin article today, Jesus said, isn't this a great thought, the last line of today's gospel, or the last two lines from the last line? And it says, all will... Did you forget already, you pagans? Come on. All will hate you because of my name. Doesn't that bring you great joy? That people will hate you. You know, again, one of the people over there, and they were having a party at their house, and one of the priests came. And the guy asked him, do you know Father Larry Richards? And he says, oh, of course. And he says, well, what do you think about him? And he wouldn't give him an answer. He says, the priests of the diocese either really like Larry a lot or they hate him. But there isn't one that could say, not one could ever argue that Father Larry doesn't love Jesus more than anything else. So that's a good way to be. And so he told me that. I thought, oh, I think I can handle that. I don't care if people hate me, as long as they know that I love Christ. And as long as they know that I'm going to speak the truth, whether people like it or not. And that's what we got to be. We got to be people that speak the truth. You know, again, for poor Father Steve was with us, and he was talking about a couple weeks before the election, he's talking about the election, about how we have to vote, you know, and he got anonymous letters and nasty people called him and hung up on him. I'd say, get the heck out of here. Who the heck you think you're talking to? This is the truth. You don't like it? Get out. And they go, now, Larry, you don't really say that, do you? This is the ultimate reality. We got to be dealing with what God wants us to do. We can't sit there and tell people what they want to hear so they'll pat us on the back and say, oh, you are so good. I love you. I love you. We need to all work for holiness. We need to preach that truth in our lives, and we need to preach that by the way we live. Now, when we do that, people are going to get mad. Praise God. Some people hate the Pope. Some people hated Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Can you imagine? You know, I loved when Mother, you like that, huh? I was like, I loved when Mother was invited by, and there's President Clinton there, and there's his wife, and there's all these pagans around the table, and Mother's one of their honored guests. Now, you would think Mother would be a political person. What did Mother get up and do? She said, I feel so sad for this country because you kill your children. And when are you going to stop doing it? And there's Hillary and Bill kind of trying to smile, but they're both pro-choice. And she didn't care. She spoke it like it was. And if they didn't like it, goodbye. But we gotta be the people that are doing that. But we gotta speak the truth in love. That means that I love you enough to always tell you the truth. That you love me enough to always tell me the truth. That you love the people in your family enough to always tell me the truth. And when you speak the truth, you do it in love. You don't speak it to be right. You don't speak it to be arrogant. The old people think I speak it to be arrogant. You don't speak it for any other reason but because of love. Again, Paul gives us an example of this today, doesn't he? He says, those who are unwilling to work should not eat. That's not very politically correct. We should just take care of everybody no matter what. The Word of God says, if you're not willing to work, you shouldn't eat. Now, there's many ways you work, right? You don't have to go out and have an actual job, but you got to do something. If the worst comes to worst, you can sit there and pray, like the Carmelites. That's full-time work. But the purpose of the story is we need to be people that are always willing to give with our lives, to build up others with our lives. We need to be people that aren't following Christ for what he gives me, but we're following Christ by what I can give. That as a community, you know, all of you have went through the classes to join our parish. The second class, which we start next week, right? We start the classes next week about how to join our parish. And I talk about the Lordship, and then we talk about service. We talk about worship. But one of the things I love to talk about when I'm talking about Lordship is those who don't work in the parish shouldn't eat in the parish. That this isn't my parish. It's our parish. It's Christ's parish. But every one of us here needs to do something to build up the parish. You just don't come here to take. You just don't come here to see what I can get. You come here to learn how you can give. How can I give more? What is God asking me to give to the upbuilding of the community? Because that's what we got to be. If we're just takers, gimme, 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 as long as you make me feel good, as long as you keep giving to me, I'll keep coming. We don't need that. I don't care if we get down to 10 people. Every one of us must build up the body. We must see, what am I doing to make St. Joseph Bread of Life Church a better church? What am I doing? Am I taking, just receiving, or am I giving? Because when you and I stand before God, he's going to judge us on how we use the gifts that he gave us for his greater honor and glory. How we gave and not just took. So the first thing I want us to think about today is first, do we speak the truth in love? First. Second, do we live the truth in love? That if someone sat there, and I don't really live it all, do I? You know that. But at least to be able to hear another priest tell someone else, well, people don't like him, but you know he loves God. Greatest compliment I've ever gotten in my life. So what? Third, am I a giver or a taker? Am I existing in this parish or in this community or in this world to get what I can? Or am I here to see what I can give? Because as the prayer says of St. Francis, it is in giving that we receive. It's not in receiving that we give. So what are you and I doing practically to give that we might receive? You got it? You get it? Good. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.